A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart.
Tom Terrero, podcast 170 on my day game mission, summarizing the last 30 days of intensive Tom Terrero day game. No, I'm not dead. No, I'm not in a under-the-thumb monogamous relationship. But thank you for the concerned emails. I've just been, shock horror, in field, selfishly talking to girls. I hope you have too. Or maybe you've been doing your model railway or pruning your rose bushes or doing your pottery or whatever. But I hope you've been outside. Even one or two day game approaches is ironically probably better than having listened to one or two new Tom Terrero podcasts. As Elvis just said, a little less conversation, a little more action. I hope you've been getting some action. And as the great day gamer said, Emerson himself, an ounce of action is worth a ton of theory. And I certainly believe it. I needed that break to take a lot of action. And I hope you did too. So we shall describe what happened in Mother Russia for the last 30 days, why I did it, what I did, a lot of statistics in this podcast. And for me, it was a warm-up, you could say. It was a reconnaissance for a massive infield project that I'm doing for all of next year. Just complete infield day game pickup. It's my 10th year in game, 2019, and I shall be 40 years old next year, so I'm not going to say go out with a bang, but certainly go out with a lot of bangs in terms of perhaps recording in fields and doing something as manic as a whole year of pickup. I shall explain what the project is towards the arse end of this year. But yes, the last 30 days were exciting. I got my mojo back. I got results. I felt like it was my first year doing day game. As I explained in the last podcast, I enjoyed it. I wasn't on my own. I did a lot of the day game sessions on my own, but I was winging sometimes with the real Hank Moody, an American day gamer, Mr. L from Manchester in the UK, Ian. We had a lot of lunches, teas, where we compared data and results and frustrations when we had a flake or celebrations when we had a lay. John came over from London. Did a bit of day game with him. So I wasn't alone like I was in 2014 for a month. It was social when I wasn't doing day game. But the day game sessions, yes, I did 100 approaches for this experiment. So I had a data set of 100 approaches in about 20 days, 19 or 20 days, I think. And yes, let's dive into how I did it, because you might be thinking of doing a day game mission yourself. Maybe not 30 days, maybe not 100 approaches, but you might be thinking of 3 days or just 2 days. Or you might, after this podcast, think, right, I'm going to go out and speak to 10 girls. That's a data set. Approach 10 girls, see what happens. It's pragmatic. Yeah, because you say, okay, I have this problem where I don't have women in my life. I'm spending too much time living on the internet, living in my forebrain, living in my head, as I said in last time's podcast. So I know what the problem is. I don't have abundance. Maybe you have approach anxiety, whatever. What's the solution? And day game is pragmatic. It's a solution to social anxiety, approach anxiety, to speaking too fast, to your voice going up, to being Mr. Nice Guy, to being needy because you've only got that one girl that you've been dreaming about in your office or down at the gym. If you're going out and getting a data set for 100 approaches, I can tell you the approach anxiety will melt away pretty quickly, and you certainly won't be living in scarcity. Now, you won't get all 100 girls, you won't get 100 lays, but that feeling of not having options will very, very quickly disappear. So it's a pragmatic thing. It requires discipline. Even if you're going to go out for one day and do 10 approaches, day game encourages discipline. So it's massively improved my discipline in terms of going out for the last month or so. The first test is, can I shut down my computer? Can I leave the house? Can I get out of the door? And this discipline snowballs and it leads to freedom. So the first day or two I was, yep, pretty rusty. Certainly wasn't in full flow. I wasn't out of my head in my body. But as I touched upon in the last podcast, very quickly things snowballed and I relaxed and I started to enjoy it. And 90% of those niggles that you might write to me about or think about, how do I solve this? What do you do if this happens? How can I get rid of this? They sort themselves out. It's incredible. Just by doing it, you loosen up and you start to enjoy it and the results come. And that snowballs. You embrace discomfort. It's very liberating. It's that, as I said, the cognitive behavioral therapy that every day you wake up, but you think, right, I'm on this mission. I've come all the way here. I've got a job to do. I feel sleepy. I feel hungover. I feel tired. I feel cold, whatever. But you leave your accommodation. You get that first one out of the way. The first one's the worst one. And by embracing discomfort, by doing things that no other guys want to do, you get the results that they dream of. Yeah. How do you do that? Well, you're getting real world feedback. The girl is your mirror, I've said many times before. So in that discomfort, she's teaching you a lesson. So you're not spam approaching where you just approach, and you don't listen to any of the feedback you're getting. That's a sign of madness. You just keep doing the same thing, keep making the same mistakes. No, at the end of every session, at the end of every 5 or 10 approaches, you reflect. You take on that feedback. Was every girl saying, sorry, what? Were girls saying, sorry, what do you want? Were girls brushing you off? Were girls saying they couldn't hear what you were saying? Were girls saying you were too abrupt or not clear enough, etc., etc.? There's a million ways you can read the feedback a girl's giving. That's calibration. But most importantly, you're testing your male sexual market value. You're not hypothesizing, thinking, I wonder what it is. Discussing this on an online forum or a blog. In this digital world, analog is refreshing. And analog is going to talk to girls and taking on the feedback. So, like I said, stop living online. I was certainly doing too much of that for many months this year. It's nice to plunge into reality and make something out of nothing. When you arrive in a city on a day game mission, especially if it's not your local city, it's good. You have no leads. You don't know anybody there in terms of day game and dating. You got to make something happen. And how is it going to happen? By you setting up your funnel, putting in the approaches, seeing which ones flake, seeing which ones turn into dates, and then seeing which dates turn into second dates and bounce backs and lays. And it's a massive sense of accomplishment when you make something happen. Yep, even just a makeout, even just getting a girl back to the apartment. You made that happen out of nothing. And one guy in Moscow, he came up to me in Starbucks. He was very nice. He was Russian. And we had a chat and he was genuinely puzzled. He said, but Tom, surely there's an easier way. Why don't you just do kind of friend of friend, or like him, he said, why don't you just do Tinder? You know, swipe a few times, get a girl out, bang her, sex is sex, surely. And I said, well, that's like saying to a marathon runner, somebody who trains for marathons and loves just the freedom of running. If you say to that guy, why don't you just take a taxi, mate? Why are you doing this silly race? Why don't you just call an Uber? I mean, it gets you from A to B, doesn't it? So yeah, if you haven't tried day game, if you don't know the day game experience, cold approach, pickup, just talking to girls, putting your balls on the line, the process in itself, however cheesy that sounds, is the thing you're doing it for. Fishermen go their whole lives realizing it's not the fish that they're after, as I've said in the fishing video. Yeah, you play a round of golf, you think you're trying to get the ball in the hole, but really, golfers are also doing it for the experience of playing golf and improving. Yeah, so you make something out of nothing. It was enjoyable. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows and flowers and joyous lays. There were blisters. There were certainly cold days. The temperature range began at around 19, 20 degrees centigrade, and it plunged to 5 degrees and 3 degrees, then around zero. And like I said, snow, I was ill. I had made the rookie error of buying some new boots, day-game boots, halfway through the trip because my old ones had sadly died. So, yeah, that triggered a lot of blisters. Just walking around, the physicality of day game. Not many people talk about the physicality of a day game session. I've often said it's around 10 kilometers. But if you go to my blog, I will put the screenshots of the health app, which is on most iPhones. It just shows you how many steps you've taken, how many kilometers you've walked per day and then per month. And in this month of October, I did an average of 13 kilometers a day for those day game sessions. And I did about 20 days of day game, pure day game. So that's 13 times 20. What's that? 2,600 kilometers walked. So it's certainly around 1,000 calories burnt per session. If you think, I once read a round of golf, a round of 18-hole golf, is around 8 to 9 kilometers walked. So this is a lot more per day for 20 days straight. So yeah, you are going to get in a better physical condition. It sorted my knee out positively. It sorted my lower back out positively. Makes you feel better mentally because of the endorphins and the exercise. You're going to get fit. And walking around, enjoying that Indian summer, those autumnal colors, it was a pleasure. Even though Russia is tough for flakes, Russia is tough not so much for number collecting, not even for getting the dates. Like I say in my book, Cold Calling, you know, you can get the dates, you can get the coffee dates, you can even get kisses. But it's the lays, it's the repeated flakes and the day game in slow motion. Or I should say the pickup process, attraction, comfort, seduction, in slow motion. Because this is not Las Vegas, this is not drunken gutter game in Manchester or wherever, where you just pull in 45 minutes. This is first date, second date, quite possibly third date with gaps in between. You'll see in the statistics, collecting the numbers really wasn't a deal. Getting girls out, okay, I had a lot of flakes because of the speed with which I was trying to go, but it's frustrating. And if you've read my book on former Soviet Union day game, it's Cold Calling, you'll see the frustrations, the ups and the downs, and you get a number from the girl, you think that set was so good, it was so on. You arrange when to meet, she might even be texting you, yep, that's fine, gonna meet you then, and then an hour before the date, what do you know? Russian brutality, flake, maybe never hear from her again. It toughens you up. Russia toughens up your frame. Don't let anybody tell you day game is easy. Lays are easy. Girls just want you for your passport, your money. All that's nonsense, okay? Russia, or certainly where I was, is stinking rich. And the girls are proud to be Russian. They want to stay in Russia. And they've probably been to New York and Miami and LA and London and the south of France and Dubai. So yeah, it's going to toughen you up. It improves your frame, because you need that polarity in Russia that I talk about in Cold Calling, the male-female polarity. All that is good stuff. And you come back, I certainly feel a lot more bulletproof than before I started the mission. So a mission will do that for you. What did I do practically when I landed? Well, I got a SIM card for that country. I got unlimited data for 30 days. I got a Metro card, again, unlimited journeys for 30 days. You get your dating venue sorted, your first venue, your second venue, backup venues. You know where cash machines are. You know where taxis are. You make sure Uber's working. You have done your day game reconnaissance research, hopefully, before. I've made a YouTube video on that where you look for the universities and the parks and the shopping malls, and you can see which areas are busiest. And you've spoken to other day gamers about where to day game, what times of the day to day game. You've gone and bought your bounce back alcohol. So you've got something in your apartment, which is the plausible reason for her to come back. So in Russia, that's going to be a lot of different types of tea, fruit teas, green tea, English breakfast tea, quote unquote. You'll have some beer. You'll have some wine, white wine, red wine, a reason to go back to your apartment. All that stuff needs to be set up, and then you start day gaming. And as I said, the first day or two, it's going to be the most brutal. And the first approach or two for every session is going to be tough, especially if you're sleepy, especially if you had a cold like I did, especially if you're lethargic, if you've got a croaky voice, if you haven't spoken to another human being that day, but you say, fuck it, jump in. Tom Torero said, first one's the worst one. Embrace that discomfort. And you say to yourself, look, my feelings don't matter, yeah? Many times I said, Tom, rise above your feelings, your emotions. Stop being a little bitch. jump in. Yeah, I was battling with myself. This is why I compare day game to golf or climbing mountains, where it's a sport where you compete against yourself. And just leaving your house and doing those first few approaches, it gets you into that rhythm. And you develop a rhythm pretty quickly. You collect numbers, you start funneling them into your day game system, your day game funnel, and you quickly realize with all these leads, you need some lead management. Yep. Leads, just like in sales, I've said many times before the parallels, they are the gasoline. They are the fuel in the engine, which is day game cold approach pickup. So you have a time in the morning where you do your pings, your second pings. I was copy pasting photo pings, you do some audio pings, but you need a dedicated time in the day, maybe twice a day, mornings and evenings, when you do your pinging. Because very quickly I got 10 numbers, then 20, then 30. And then, as you can imagine, you've got to make notes on those skills. You've got to have a list and a system of, how did you have an instant date? Have you had a first date? Did she flake? Who was she? How old was she? Where did you meet her? Can you remember distinctive things? So you make little notes in your phone. Day gamers will know this, but if you've never done a day game mission, you'll be shocked at how quickly you forget a specific girl. And you zoom out. I kept saying to myself, Tom, zoom out. I would have frustrated lunches with Mr. L or Ian or the real Hank Moody or John, and I'd say, fuck, why is nothing happening? Or why is it not happening quicker? Or why aren't I getting laid like I deserve? You know, the arrogance of a 10-year veteran day gamer, where I think I should just be able to turn up and get the hottest girl in the city within 2 days. It's frustrating, but you zoom out and I say, Tom, trust the process, trust the data. Don't get clingy or sentimental or overly attached to a specific lead. Just trust the funnel. If your technique's good, this is not spam approaching. This is not just saying, oh, it's a numbers game. Like I said in that podcast a few episodes back, it's in poker 30% skill, 70% luck. But sure, there's skill in day game, in getting the leads, converting the leads, working the leads, getting them on dates, getting the sex. My results would be different from a beginner's, of course. But because I know roughly where I'm at in my stats, I can basically trust the process. And even though I hadn't done a data set like this since 2014, I had a rough idea. I knew my day game abilities, and the other guys said, look, this is their data, this is their data, this is roughly what you can expect. So you zoom out. You say, I'm not going to analyze today's results or even this week's results. I said, I'm going to wait until the end of the 30 days when I make a podcast and tell you the results. Yep. Okay. I will dive into the results, because I think we can unpick them. It might be juicy for some of you. It might be incredibly dull for some of you also. But I think they tell the full story. Okay. In 20 days, I did 100 approaches. So that's roughly 5 per session if you break that down. But actually, as most day gamers do, you do more in the first couple of weeks. And then at the end, it kind of trickles off. So use that enthusiasm when you land in a new city to fire off 10 approaches or even 15 approaches a day if you're feeling good. But don't spam approach. Make sure they're quality approaches, yep. And out of 100 approaches, I took 39 contact details, so a 39% number close, which is bloody good. But as you'll see later on, I'd have preferred less numbers and for them to have been slightly more solid, i.e. less flakes, less time wasters. Just going and collecting phone numbers, it's an error. You can't fuck phone numbers. So my day game was tight. My day game was good. These weren't spammy approaches or quick approaches. These were good approaches on hot girls, I should say. The reason I was in Russia was for the hotness, right? It certainly wasn't for the drab architecture or the chilly weather. It was for the hotness of the girl. So I was pushing myself with hotness. Day twos, in the community you call them day twos, that just means first date. I got 9 official day twos, first dates. So 9 out of 39 contact details is 23%, almost a quarter. And that's quite low. I expected higher. I had first date cancellations, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So all in all, it could have been up to a 46% number close to date statistic if those girls hadn't flaked. But I had huge flakes, them saying they were studying, it was too cold, their cat had died, whatever, whatever, whatever. It was a big city, so, you know, them coming from work to where I was, all these flakes, sometimes a couple of days before, oftentimes on the morning of the day of the date, and oftentimes an hour or half an hour before the date. That's extremely frustrating. Date set up for the next visit. If I go back, I've got three solid girls pinging who want a date. So you could say 9, 10, 11, 12 dates potentially out of that. Out of those 9 dates from the 39 contact details from the 100 approaches, I got 3 new day game lays. I actually got a 4th lay, but that was with a really old lead from 2014. So I'm not counting that in the data set. So 3 out of 100. It ain't bad. It's a 33% lay ratio, which for me is acceptable, which is kind of what I was expecting. But I had 2 near misses, girls on the bed, semi-naked. So it could have been 5 out of 100. Like I said, I've got 3 keen girls. So there's statistic could have been much better. It could have been almost, let's say, 1 in 20, which would have been excellent. But I ran out of time. If you're thinking, oh, Tom only talks about the successes, well, if I only got 3 out of 100, that's 97 quote-unquote rejections. 97% failure rate. So don't let anyone tell you day game is easy or the quick solution for low-hanging fruit. Certainly wasn't. And I had to work hard for those lays, I should say. They weren't first date lays, they were second date lays, and then the last one was a third date lay, with a lot of messing around in between, and a lot of holding frame on those dates, and a lot of shit tests, and a lot of almost having to do the what I call the royal flush, which is getting slightly cross because of their their drama, their emotions, their volcanic personalities. So don't let anyone tell you Russia is easier. I've had far easier lays in Las Vegas or London, or that last same day lay I had in London, which is on my blog. So I'm deciding, you know, to go back for the ones that got away, to return or to not return. That is the question for a traveling day game. Was it worth the squeeze? Is that what you say? Was the juice worth the squeeze? They were good lays. They were very attractive girls. But as ever, the ones that were really, really, really top-notch, the ones that I wanted, perhaps I was too needy, pull, 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 I didn't get them. The ones that were good, but not my, you know, top draw, I got them, because maybe I was less needy. Therein lies the typical day game dilemma. Let me tell you some memorable things, because I don't want this podcast to go on and on and on. I've made some notes as I flew back yesterday. Yes, on two occasions, girls referred me to their friend because they were taken and kind of loved up, but they gave me their friends. Neither led to sex, sadly, but they were funny incidents. One was with an eye date with a lawyer, and it seemed to be on, but halfway through she just said, look, she was living with her boyfriend, she was in love with him, but she had a single friend. And I went on a date with that girl and her friend subsequently, but the friend was a right biatch. The friend was the right princess. Too much hard work, so I didn't see her again. Another one was just a number close in a mall, and we were texting back and forth, and then finally she said, look, I'm not interested, but here's my friend's number, she'll be interested. And I was texting her, she sent me some pictures, and wasn't as good as the friend I had initially opened. But anyway, sharing is caring. There's a chapter on that in the new book Below the Belt about why girls will recommend guys that they know in the secret society to their single friends. One girl I banged, one of the three, was from a, you could say, disastrous approach, in that she brushed me off and I had to reopen, and then she was frosty. I did the Russian minute. She said she didn't have a working phone. I was like, oh, let's just finish this set. And I think sarcastically I just said, okay, I'll take your email. And she gave me this incredibly complex email, you know, like her name and then 1645872, and as she was typing in, I just thought she's also being sarcastic. But lo and behold, I sent her an email and she replied almost immediately, And then all the communication was via email. And then, dates and sex. So there you go. Close. Always be closing. ABC. Like I said, I banged that girl that I had closed in 2014. And I hadn't really been pinging her. But I just said I was coming back to Russia quite recently. And I met up with her and got the lay. So, an argument perhaps not to delete old contacts if the set was good or initial pinging was good. I saw a girl that I had dated in 2012. I'd actually had quite a long relationship with her in 2012, open, but this was a girl I had seen regularly, and it was quite nice to hang out with her. I did some cultural activities with her, as well as getting laid. I went to see the Mozart Requiem. How cultured I was, but that was nice. I developed a new kind of date model, which I shall be talking about later on in the year, for walking dates. Because in the former Soviet Union, you go on a hell of a lot of dates where the girl says, let's walk. Because it's the first date, you're doing the, you know, you're looking at your watch, counting down the mystery 7-hour thing. And you're thinking, yeah, okay, I'll walk past my house. I'll tell her where I live. I'll try and pull her back. But it's going to be a walking date. So I created a sneaky walking date method, which involved stop off for a tea and potentially some alcohol, and how to do verbal escalation and physical escalation and spike things up on a walk, a circular walk. I shall talk about that model, which kind of replaced my venue one, venue two for a lot of these things. So that was decent. I shall reveal that. Oh, also a new way to stop girls for me. I wasn't running around and jumping in front. I wasn't doing stationary girls, but I'll tell you another time how I've been stopping girls in a slightly different opener. A lot of non-verbal stuff, because again, English is not great in Russia, or they use that as an excuse to blow you off before they blow you potentially. So how to stop a girl and use very few words, but to let her know exactly what you want. And I showed Mr. L that. He was curious. And he said afterwards, yeah, she knew exactly what you wanted and she stopped dead. So I'll go through that. And pushing through. This is a lesson for this podcast. Pushing through those days where you just feel cranky. One of the days when I was really coldy, I was all aching and I just said, oh, Tom, go home. But then another guy had said, oh, try out this area nearby that I had never tried before. So I went down there. I said, come on, Tom, just get one number. And that turned into an eye date off a girl I opened and a coffee, and then she was one of the girls I had sex with. So if I hadn't pushed through that lethargy, I wouldn't have got that lay. So many lessons from this month. And once again, I summarise that that might sound good, 3 out of 103 lays in a month, but I've been on plenty more day game trips in the last 10 years where sex has been so much easier. And I might have had 3 lays in a couple of weeks on one of the Japanese trips, or the trip was just far more laid back and enjoyable, and I didn't have to work so hard on text or on the dates. Would I go back to Russia? I don't know. I'm still undecided. Let's see how the girls that I'm still pinging, let's see how keen they are. But it was a lot of work. It toughened me up. So my frame's better, my fitness is better. Many things toughened me up, and I learned a lot of lessons, which I shall be recounting. Perhaps I'll do a seminar where I go through the new things I did, the new little discoveries I've had, the little tweaks, the little changes to my day game and texting and dating and plate spinning. It might be worth going through all of that before the year is out. But anyway, I encourage you, like I encouraged myself for the last 30 days, to get offline. Yep, I say to Wings, you know, when you get an angry guy emailing you, or you see loads of angry comments, not just about day game but about anything, I always say that guy needs to get laid more. Make love, not war. If you're angry, then you're not getting laid enough. Yeah, so less living on the internet. I encourage you, go and get your hands dirty, even if you want to go out and do 2 approaches or 5 approaches this week, or 10 approaches in a session. If you really want to change your life, go and do 100 approaches in the next month, which will be November. Oh, but it's too cold, it's too dark. Go inside. Go into shopping malls. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, all is to play for, right? The season's just beginning. But if you're in North America or Western Europe, and it's getting cold, it's getting dark. Go into Starbucks, go into Topshop, Gap, H&M, go into gigantic shopping malls, go into tunnels. That's where I was. Do it in the metro. By doing it, I mean approaching women, not getting your dick out. But it will change your life. Many of those questions that you keep asking yourself and you ask me and you write on blogs and forums will magically, as I said, be answered. The field teaches you. The game is played in field. And that scarcity feeling that you might have now, where you have no contact details, where all your ugly Tinder girls have flaked, all that will change if you start your funnel, you collect your leads, you ping them, and you get girls out. No, you can't get every girl. No, day game is not easy, but that's why we do it. If it was too easy, it wouldn't be enjoyable. I shall finish it there. That was roughly half an hour. Once again, we shall have Elvis to play us out, to encourage us. The podcast will return weekly. I'm not sure about the videos yet for the rest of the year, and I'm off to Japan soon anyway, so that's another immersive day game experience for 2 weeks. But the podcast, I promise you, will be weekly until I reveal the big project for next year. Thank you for your patience, for sticking with it. Keep grabbing life by the horns, and I shall speak to you next week. Goodbye.
A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.